Last week saw the awarding of the annual Magnesia Literatur Awards for 2010, recognizing excellence in Czech literature. The main award for Book of the Year went to Jan Balaban for Zepte Citati, who died only a few months after its completion at the age of just 49. Other winners included Martin Rysavy and Josef Hrubý in prose and poetry, while the Literary Discovery of the Year went to artist and debuting author Markéta Baňková for a beautiful little book called Straka Vyřeší Entropie. Jan Willinger has more in this week's Arts.
Straka Vyřeší Entropie in English means The Magpie in the Empire of Entropy, and it's a small but fascinating book of modern children's fairy tales, or fables, written by Markéta Baňková. The well-known visual artist who graduated from Prague's Academy of Fine Arts wrote the fables for her children as a means of introducing them to the larger world around them, including the fascinating world of physics, from basic concepts such as Archimedes' principle of buoyancy to simplified explanations of the most complex of theories, Einstein's general theory of relativity and quantum mechanics. Like in the classic fables of Aesop or La Fontaine, Baňková introduces the world through animals' eyes, a hippo, a monkey, gopher, and magpie of the book's title, with a great deal of humor as they grapple to understand their curious surroundings. The author came to our studio this week, and the first thing I asked her about was how tough it was to write about physics.
Of course, it was a very difficult task, and first I didn't know if I really publish it. But I know something about science, and I wanted to share my experience, and of course with my children. So I did it in a way of layman, and maybe because I'm a layman, I thought it's good that it's me who introduced these physical laws to other laymen. Maybe this would be more easy for them, and I understand the logic of it, but I don't know math behind it.
What are some of the concepts that you deal with in the fables?
So, there are some easy concepts like Archimedes or quite easy thermodynamic, but also there are more quite very difficult themes, but very interesting, like theory of the relativity and quantum mechanics, which is probably the most difficult, but the most exciting. So some fables are for adults. For example, it's written in the book which fable is for children, which is for both, and which is just for adults.
Thematically also, some of the stories have more difficult themes.
Yes, maybe it sounds like a strange combination, but I think there should be some modern fairy tales. The children should know about the real world, and it's good for them to be prepared in life, because classical fairy tales usually deal with quite unreal stories, like that the beautiful princess fall in love with a great brave prince and they are happy together and so on. But in the real life, this can happen, but it's not very often, actually. So I think there are some themes which I debate with my friends, for example, like about love and men and children and our dreams and relationship complications and divorce and other things. So this is also a theme for fairy tales, I think.
So on the one hand, you have these fascinating areas of physics. On the other, a mix of childlike but also adult themes. Do you think that kids can handle it? Because sometimes I get the feeling that we give them less credit than children deserve.
One thing I remember from my childhood, I always thought, when I am adult, I won't do this. I should remember it now and remind it when I'm adult. And, of course, I don't remember everything what I promised to remember. But I remember one thing that I always thought I should not underestimate children, because they understand more. And sometimes they even pretend they don't understand, but they understand and they feel more. So that's what I remember from my childhood. I have written the book like it would be for children, but in a way of adult. It's something between. I think children can read it.
Maybe they'll get something from it, but not everything, and come
yes,
back to
exactly,
it later.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. They need to get everything. Some sentences are just for adults. So I think the best is if parents read it for children. They can have fun or they can enjoy it themselves, and they can also entertain the children.
And you said that when you set out to write this book, that you wrote it for your daughter. You now also have a little son.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read it to your daughter, and what was her reaction?
Yes, I have read two stories only, because she's too young. I don't want to waste it now, mm-hmm. because it's best when you read it first time, I think. And so I have chosen the most easy things, and she enjoyed it. But I tried one which was more difficult, and it was too difficult for her, because also there's this physics, and I think it's for older children mostly.
So maybe around the age of what, 10 and up? Or?
Yes, I think this is. And I get most reactions from adults and this age.
If I may, what have been some of the reactions? I know that you just received the award for literary discovery. So have the reactions been positive?
This is not the book which would be that people could hate something in it. I hope so.
I was thinking maybe perhaps like that if people are still initially surprised uh-huh. by the combination that you've taken what for many people is a scary world, physics, they mm-hmm. don't understand mm-hmm. it. But at the same time, it's also a very magical world. So I think that that's something that you tap into as well. So if they've reacted like saying, oh, well, I always thought physics was something which wasn't interesting, but mm-hmm, I see mm-hmm. that it's actually very...
Yes, in this way, yes, I get some emails that kind of like, we were scared at first because of the physics, and then now you know, we can see that it's more about life. I get some funny reactions. People find themselves, or they find their husbands or wives or other characters in this book.
Because they're fables, animals, like in Aesop or La Fontaine, play a strong role. In fact, we see the world through their eyes, how they discover it. And that is, without question, one of the biggest aspects of humor in the book as well, how they interact with the world. You have a animal, I believe it's a marmot, who tries to pay for stolen bottles with droppings, mm-hmm. for example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you know from the very beginning that humor, that this kind of humor was going to be important for you?
Yes, I actually use humor even in my previous work. It's not intended, it's just kind of the way I write. Of course, it needn't to be in any book, but in this book, yes, well, I think it's good for making the physics or the science easy to use the humor.
You've also had support from Czech physicists who say that
yes.
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Did they generally see it as a good thing that you're making something more simple for children to be able to understand?
First, I got some responses like that I am not a professional of physics, so I shouldn't probably write about such a difficult themes. But others liked it very much, and so mainly it was a great support.
First and foremost, you're a visual artist
mm-hmm.
that you specialize in new media. This is a beautifully designed and illustrated book. Those are your illustrations inside as well.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about the type of illustration you did? There's some pen drawing. There's also collages.
Mm-hmm, yes. First, I made the collages, and I spent quite a long time trying to find the right way how to illustrate the book. Because, of course, the text was most important, but I am a visual artist, so, of course, I thought that I have to make it nice. And also, it was my first book, and I like books, and I wanted to publish the book I would like most. Nice paper and things like that. So I spent quite a long time with doing these illustrations, and then had a graphic designer who did layout of the book. She told me that it would be nice if there are some drawings as well.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, she made me to make the drawings, and it was a very good idea, because I have done these drawings, something like if you have a notebook at school, and you make some little drawings in it.
Doodles.
Yeah. Doodles, exactly, doodles, yes.
It's true that I laughed because I was looking through it, and they are very funny. I also enjoyed this kind of thing. I liked it even in books by Kurt Vonnegut when he had like little scribbles somewhere
scribbles,
there.
Yes.
And I always liked that sort of device. And I was looking at this this dead bird or chicken. Is it kaput?
Yes, kaput. Is, yes.
So there's all kinds of different secrets. So it's really like an investigation.
Yes, it is.
You have to look closely.
Some scribbles are readable, but they are in the border of readable, unreadable things. So some people just ask me, "Or is this word this?" Or so it's more, it's funny. You know, it's more like a play. You can even add some own scribbles to it.
That was story writer Margareta Bankova ending that edition of The Arts by Jan Wellinger.